Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books.
Welcome to our book picks segment. I was just in Woodstock a few weeks ago, strolling down Tinker Street, and I was there for the Woodstock Writers Festival, and you feel like this gravitational pull. Just you're on Tinker Street, and you just bring me to the bookstore. And there I was at the front door of Golden Notebook, and my God, what a beautiful store. Jackie Callahan is of the Golden Notebook. She's been keeping track of wonderful books and has a terrific stack in front of her and is going to share all of those with us this morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. It's great to be here.
Great to see you again, and a lovely event that you were a part of in Woodstock. And so now the dust has settled a little bit, I assume.
From the Woodstock Writers Festival, yes.
And now there's other dust.
And now there's more author dust.
That's great. Where would you like to begin?
Well, April is a poetry month, so I thought I would begin with a little poetry. And I'd love to encourage the listeners to go into your favorite independent bookstore, go to the poetry section, and seek out those little chapbooks, those tinier books, because there's some magical poetry in them. Today, I have a book called Doris's Red Spaces, which comes from the Small Mayapple Press. And the poet is Gretchen Premack, who we I'm so thrilled to say works at the Golden Notebook. She's an incredible writer and an incredible book slinger. So watch out if you come in when she's in the store. And I'm going to read it a little bit from her poem called Seventh Grade. We float the rink in cool in the gang ovals. Our skates are heavy off the floor. Our lips are slick with Bonnie Bell. Soft pretzels turn slowly under their lamp. Girls lean on the counter, girls vulnerable as the backs of their own necks. They are in line and I am in line. They are dreadful and my mouth is a stuck gate. Somewhere above the domed roof rests a spine of clouds. I don't think about it much, but when I do, I'm tired of it. When I don't, I'm like the other girls, blank and pretty as a scarf, seething underneath where I've never been.
Good stuff.
So now I'm going to turn to some fiction. We were so lucky at the Woodstock Writers Festival to have Jenny Offal be one of the fiction panelists. And she has an incredible new book, The Department of Speculation, out. And it's amazing. It's a little like poetry. The sentences are concise. The arc of the story is a woman living in New York City. Somehow she falls in love. The marriage is good. They have a child. There's trouble in the marriage. She survives. It's amazing. She kind of telegraphs out in these sentences so directly what this character is feeling. I think this is a great book for book clubs, and it's an amazing read.
Beautiful. Next.
Next is a book called Zig Zag, Stories from Here, Stories from There. It is by Madison Smart Bell, and this comes to us by way of Concord Free Press, which gives away their books. And they have a very interesting mission, which is that, so if you come into our store today, you would get this book for free. And all that the press asks is that you make a small donation to a cause. Madison Smart Bell is an amazing author. This is a book of short stories, collected stories from his career. And it's so fantastic. And one of the things they ask at Concord Free Press is to pass the book on. So I'm passing it on to you, Joe.
Awesome.
Free copy for you. And
Thank you. Enjoy it. Zig Zag, This Book is Free by Martin Smart Bell. Very cool. Stories from Here. Stories from There.
Yeah. Next, two nonfiction books. This next book, Walter Kern is the author, Blood Will Out, A True Story of Murder, Mystery, and a Masquerade. This is the story of Clark Rockefeller, who was, more than a grifter, a murderer. And Walter Kern, who is a really incredible author, wrote Up in the Air, among other things, was one of his friends and was taken in. And this dissects how that happened, how that seduction happened, and also while kind of years passed, while the trial is going on for quote-unquote Clark Rockefeller. It is so hard to put down. If you like true crime and if you just like sort of the psychology of relationships, this is a great book for you.
This is one of the best nonfiction true crime books I've read in a long, long time.
That's amazing.
You know, he was here, and obviously there's many years removed from when this happened to, you know, now. And when he was here, he just, even after our interview, he just sat back in his chair and he said, you know, when I talk about it, I still can't get over the fact that it happened to me.
Yeah.
He said, I can't articulate, because I know people wonder, well, how did you not know this is true?
Yes.
He said, but we take so much at face value, and sometimes you just don't look further into it. And he's still rattled by it, and that to me was fascinating.
It is fascinating. He's amazing to listen to on all the interviews, you know, as yours was, because that's true, and it's just, it's a great book.
Yeah.
This next book I'm going to talk about just came out. It's called I Can Hear You Whisper, An Intimate Journey Through the Science of Sound and Language by Lydia Demworth. And Lydia is a science reporter. She has three sons. She lives in Brooklyn. The youngest, she noticed, was having some developmental delays, or so it seemed, not walking on cue, sitting on cue, and not making sounds on cue. And after a little bit of a journey, shortly before age two, she discovered that he had profound hearing loss, not totally deaf. And this book is about her journey, but very much about the science of sound. And she is so deft in telling the personal story, but really explicating hearing, the brain, the plasticity of the brain. It's an amazing, amazing book. When I was reading it, it made me think about the book, The Emperor of All Maladies, which is about cancer. It's that comprehensive. It's a really good book. So totally switching genres really quickly, turning to my favorite graphic that just came out. I always pay attention to what Max Brooks is doing because he unleashed all those zombies on us with World War Z several years ago. And his new book is The Harlem Hellfighters, and it's illustrated by Kanan White. And what it does is tell the story, World War I, 1919, of the 369th Infantry Regiment, all African-American fighting in Europe. It is a great story. I would peg it as kind of YA, you know, and up. But it's really awesome. It's such an important story. He interviewed a lot of, there are still a few survivors, and listened to a lot of interviews with him to do it. It's a great book. Quickly turning to two kids' books that celebrate the seasons now that we're out of winter.
Yay.
Hooray. I couldn't even make it up here the past two times because I was snowed in Woodstock. So one is called High, Coo, A Year of Seasons, and it's by John J. Month. And it is a book of seasonal haikus, sort of loose haikus, with beautiful, beautiful illustrations. So here's one for spring. Flashlights sparkle in puddles, shadows climbing trees. It's so beautiful. Please check this book out. The next is by Nikki McClure. It's called Collect Raindrops, and she is an amazing artist and writer. Mostly, this book is pictures, and she does cutouts, and they're so powerful. Pictures taking you through the seasons with just words like seek or shelter together. You could sit with this book with your little one and talk about what these things mean in the context of your community and in the context of the seasons. So Collect Raindrops by Nikki McClure. And quickly, if I have a second.
Oh, you have time. You're good.
Oh,
you have like 4 minutes. You're
oh,
good.
My gosh.
All right. So.
Okay.
go crazy.
So next, if you're hankering for some new crime thrillery mystery type books, we have two from... Well, two local authors, in a way. The first comes to us from James Patterson and Marshall Karp, working as a duo again quite successfully in NYPD Red 2. And if you are a if you read NYPD Red 1, you probably have read this one already because it came out. And also because it's like really irresistible. The dialogue just really pulls you in. I don't want to say that it isn't James Patterson doing it, but I think Marshall Karp writes amazing dialogue, and these are great characters, and it's sort of a saucy, really fun read.
Marshall is, well, besides being a dear friend, he's also a he's a master at just very humorous dialogue.
He is.
And I swear, you know, even though he's obviously writing this for James Patterson, there's the Patterson stamp of approval, part of the Patterson brand. Okay, fine. But delightfully, you can very much read Marshall in here and get the characters, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. I mean, I think
it's really good stuff.
You've ever had the pleasure of talking to Marshall in a second, you really can recognize his dialogue. So it's really fun. So if you're looking for, well, it's a great book.
And I don't mean to say this the way it's going to sound. Okay, but there's no other way for it to sound. But if you would not normally pick up a James Patterson book.
Yes.
You would not normally pick up a James Patterson book, give this one a try.
Yes.
Because it is written by a really, really, really great writer who's very funny, who does really good crime. He had his own series, Lomax and Biggs.
Yep.
But now and has you know, Carp Kills and all that. So if you read it, I do. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah. And it was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, it was like number one.
It was. So anyway, NYPD Red 2. And then lastly, the author is Jenny Milchman, and the book is called Rune Falls, and it's a mystery thriller set up here in New York State region. And it tells the story of Liz Daniels, who's a mother, and she goes on a road trip with her two children and her husband, and they're going to be visiting the in-laws. She's not super psyched about that. While they are at a kind of spending the night on the way down, staying at a hotel, she goes in to check on her children, and they are gone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so then mystery and thrills ensue. We are going to be doing an event with Jenny this Saturday, 11 o'clock, breakfast author event at the Golden Notebook.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting coming up?
Just a lot of author events almost every weekend. If listeners visit goldennotebook.com, you could see that. I'm just trying to think. We have Bev D'Onofrio at the end of the month. She was in the Writers' Festival with her book, Astonished.
She's going to be on, I believe, our show in a little bit, talking about that event. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to think. In July, we have a great fly fishing event with Nick Lyons, who's one of the most, you know, amazing and renowned fly fishermen, and also had his own imprint.
Yes.
So that would be fantastic. We're about to start a lot of school book fairs, and we always set up authors for all our school book fairs. And so, for instance, there's a wonderful author named Rafe Larson, who wrote The Incredible Journey of T.S. Spivet, which was a big book a few years ago.
Sure,
and
was.
He's going to be visiting one or two of the schools that we're doing book fairs at. So
it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I remember when I was a kid in school of having a couple of authors come in, and it's like a rock star walked in. It's really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not it like it is. A rock star has walked in. That's
it
very
is.
Cool.
It is.
Great stuff. You can find out more at goldennotebook.com. We also have the list on our site, which is wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Go visit the Golden Notebook. It is a beautiful, beautiful store on Tinker Street in Woodstock, New York. And Jack, it's always great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Being
it's
so
great to be here.
A delight. A reminder, if you want to find out more and take WAMC with you, you can. We have a new mobile app. Download our new mobile app for streaming audio, headlines, podcasts, and more. Just go to the iTunes or Google Play App Store, search WAMC, install, and enjoy. Coming up next, Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.